Welcome back in, 96.5 The Fan on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, baby. I made tacos last night.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because that's all I had to make. Oh, so okay. That's what they had for dinner last night. They can have leftovers today, right?
I guess. Ottoman in the basement Tuesday.
Yep.
Royals play tonight, 5:45.
That's first pitch, 5:45 tonight?
So.
All right. Vern's on the air at what, 3?
In the nation's capital.
There you go. Big, big, big series for the boys in blue, right?
I don't know if you saw this or not. Seattle won again last night.
I know they did, brother.
They're a game and a half.
Yeah. Houston and Seattle battling for the wild card and the division as those two hook up for, a 3-game series this week between those two. So a lot of action going on around baseball. Who do the Minnesota Twins have? They have Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken, this week.
No, they have Miami, then Baltimore.
Damn. So Minnesota's going to get some wins against the Marlins, whose manager basically just quit yesterday.
That's right.
I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Skip Schumacher, who is the favorite in the clubhouse from what I've been being told to be the Reds' next manager. So, but Skip Schumacher basically just quit yesterday, thanking Miami for everything with a week to go. So you know where the mindset of that ball club
He went to Storage Mart and got the free boxes.
Yes, he did.
Life hack, by the way.
He's moving. He's on to Cincinnati already.
If you're ever moving, go to Storage Mart. They'll hook you up with boxes.
All the boxes you can use, huh?
I think in reality, they're like 25 cents, but you throw like $5 on the table. They'll be like, take as many as you want.
Yeah, just go for it.
We'll get into baseball a little bit later, but Mariners, Astros again tonight.
Yep.
Big series there. Really rooting for Houston to just get them out of the
picture. Get them out of the picture.
And then, it's Tampa Bay and Detroit.
Yeah, okay. Tampa and Detroit, and the Marlins take on the Twins. So the work is out for the Royals right now. Mm. You've got to go out there and win. And that's the part of the season that we're at, man. You control your own destiny. Go out there and control your own destiny. Don't worry about the Marlins or trying to get help from Tampa. Those squads ain't going to help you out.
I want to have a discussion about who I think is officially there. And I think I'm going to get a little bit, maybe not from Bob, but I think a little bit of backwash from Mac on this. I think Rashee Rice is a modern-day wide receiver one in Kansas City.
Well, I think you're right about that.
I know
that.
On the roster, he's your number one wide receiver, right? Mm-hmm. He is wide receiver X, Y, Z, whatever you want to call him. I'm not going to get into that. I think we are streaming, though.
Finally. We are streaming. Okay, We're up and streaming, so subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see our beautiful faces. You can go to 96.5 The Fan on YouTube and subscribe, and Spectre doesn't believe we can get any subscriptions, so we want you to subscribe to Spite Spectre. It's a Spite subscription.
It's a also...
You ever go to a Spite store?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Curb?
Oh, duh. Hello. Sorry. Thinking about Rashee Rice.
You know Kurt better than I do, Dusty.
I think I need to go to Mocha Joe's and get a little wake-up call. Yeah.
Like, if there's one show that you definitely know better than I do, it is Curb, right?
Yeah.
And I just said that is a Spite subscription. Yeah. You ever go to a Spite? I don't even know what that is.
That's right. I'll own that loss. All right. Bob 1, Dusty 0.
Trying to get in your wheelhouse, my man.
You were in there. But being like the fantasy guy that I like to be when it comes to football numbers, I just can't let it go. You can always check out Mac on Sundays at 9 a.m. Great stuff there. He sets you up for success. You know, he told you to start Juwan Jennings this week. 3 touchdowns, 40-plus points in fantasy. But anyways, these are Rashee Rice's numbers that matter when it comes to wide receivers. Again, I'm aware, 3 games in.
Again, it's the jump to conclusions, Matt, in the NFL.
But we're 2 games away from being a quarter of the way through the season.
Oh, I know.
Whether you want to believe it or not. But Rashee Rice is where he ranks in numbers that matter for wide receivers. He's tied for 3rd in targets at 29. He's tied 2nd in yards, only behind Nico Collins.
Okay.
288. Touchdowns, tied for 2nd. Again, everybody, like 8 people have 3, and then like 6 people have 2. Rashee Rice has 2 touchdowns.
He's tied for 2nd.
Right. Yards per game, 2nd alone, 96.2. Yards after catch, big stat today for wide receivers. He's number 1 with 186 yards after catch. His nickname is Mr. Yak for a reason. Rashee Rice is a wide receiver 1 in the NFL. I think that where this figures out into the gameplay, which is where we go back to Briscoe's comments yesterday when he joined our show, our Chiefs contributor here for Fesco and Dusty and everybody else on 96.5 The Fan, I love the concept of him getting the torch pass from Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of heals a little bit of what is the modern discussion or the elephant in the room that is the Chiefs this year, I think, is Travis Kelsey the same tight end that he's been the last 9 years? The answer to that is no, because quite simply, he doesn't have to be, because the Chiefs have their first wide receiver one in the NFL since they've had Tyreek Hill.
They really have. And you know, I said at the beginning of the season, he has an opportunity to go down as the greatest wide receiver in Chiefs history. And you guys kind of laughed at me like, no way, there's no chance. I'm like, no, I think he is. And you know, I've been saying since day one of training camp, Rashee Rice was going to be that guy for the Chiefs this year. And he's truly living up to my prediction or hypothesis, however you want to describe that. He's playing out his ass right now. But it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, because they expected Rashee Rice in this organization to be this good. That's where you get your information from, talking to people like Rashee Rice, Rashee Rice, Rashee Rice. I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's see what this guy, you know, is all about. And boy, he has taken the opportunity and he has run with it, man. He is doing an amazing job. And if he continues at this pace over, you know, the course of years, he will be in position to be the greatest wide receiver in franchise history. Now, that's not a huge list. I mean, it really is Tyreek Hill and everybody else. But Tyreek Hill is a Hall of Fame type of wide receiver, and he's the type of guy that you hold the bar up to now in this organization. Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver. Travis Kelce is the best tight end. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. Harrison Butker is the best kicker. Andy Reid is the best coach. All of those are the best in Chiefs organization.
Chris Jones, best offensive lineman.
Chris Jones, probably the best defensive lineman out there.
Interior, I guess you should say.
Because people will say, well, how do you describe Derek Thomas and, you know, some of these other guys?
T.J. Watt's probably the best edge rusher in the game.
But yeah. No, I'm just talking about, like, the best in Chiefs history. Like, we're witnessing some of the best players that this organization ever had, and there was, like, 500 Hall of Famers that were on those teams in the 60s, right? Like, that tells you how good this organization is. But everybody has the opportunity to be passed. And I do believe that when it's all said and done, Rashee Rice is going to be and will go down as the best wide receiver in franchise history. And boy, he's off to an unbelievable start. The yak thing is the one for me that really jumps off the page. Not because he's number one, but just because, I don't know about you, like, I can see every slant pass in my mind and Patrick Mahomes throwing that perfect dime to him where he just has to run and catch the ball and continue on running. And he gets a lot of yak because he's good. He also gets a lot of yak because his quarterback puts the ball in that perfect spot. It's a great relationship that these two guys have going on right now, and Rashee Rice just continues to get better and better and better as these games go on, Dusty. And I thought Sunday night, I thought he was fantastic. And that's what it is with Travis Kelce. It's not Travis Kelce getting old, getting washed, not being the same type of guy. Mm-hmm. It's the torch has now been passed, and that's what you want, because when a torch gets passed and a great player is still here, that means stability for the organization on top of the standings where the Chiefs find themselves still.
Which is, to me, I think the interesting thing is that not only is Rashee Rice doing well this year, coming off of his rookie year and everything that was in this offseason, but you look at what he's doing with Patrick Mahomes, and that is the type of receiver that has always been the best fit for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Like, Juju, you got a little bit past his prime.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins just couldn't stay on the field, but when he did, he was doing just fine, and he was that receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Had the speed, go over the top, had the big body, go over the middle, could kind of give Travis Kelce that spell. You look at what Juju Smith-Schuster did when he was here that year they won the Super Bowl with him. He was running parallel routes to Travis Kelce. We're like, well, they're going to bracket Travis Kelce. We'll take our chance with one-on-one with Juju Smith-Schuster. Big body receiver can get open.
Yeah.
Kind of like when he scored that touchdown against this last week against, I already forgot who they played.
Who they play last week, yeah.
Right, but he had that touchdown in the late game, or late in that game, Juju Smith-Schuster, that little crossing route that he scored. That's what you see Rashee Rice doing. The other thing that we're starting to see Rashee Rice do more of is kind of get behind receivers. He looks like he's gotten faster. He's able to run those, like, straight routes. He did it last year against Cam Taylor-Britt in that Cincinnati game. He did it this year against Cameron Taylor-Britt this year in the Cincinnati game. And he's just become that option of, not only is it trust, but it's solidification for Patrick Mahomes. Big bodied guy, a little bit of speed. He's the Chiefs wide receiver one. I think he's a wide receiver one in the NFL. And I was asking you guys, or I was asking Mac during the break, as of right now, wide receivers that you would obviously take in the same kind of field as Rashee Rice, would you rather have DK Metcalf or Rasheed Rice?
No, I'd rather have Rasheed Rice now. Yeah, DK Metcalf, man. When was the last time we really truly talked about him?
Well, he's balling this season.
But I felt like there's been like two or three years where like DK Metcalf didn't register in Kansas City, and that's not normal because everybody continues to complain that we took Mecole Hardman over DK Metcalf, right?
Right.
No, I would take Rasheed Rice because obviously the age and his, you know, synergy right now with Patrick Mahomes is really outstanding, and that's why I said after the game I thought that interview with him was really cute. Like, he's like, whatever Patrick wants, man. Like, as a guy who's in like year one plus three games, to already understand what the role is of the wide receiver to do what the quarterback says, a lot of these wide receivers are divas. You think Ja'Marr Chase is walking around doing a post-game interview going, hey man, whatever the quarterback wants, whatever Joe Burrow wants, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be that guy? Do you think that's happening in it's not happening in Cincinnati right now. That's why they're 0-3. Ja'Marr just walks around and bitches about his contract. Mm. That's all he does. Rasheed Rice is like, hey man, whatever 15 says, wherever 15 wants me, whatever 15 wants me to do, I'm going to do that. And when you have that mindset and when you're in that zone, you're going to have success. And again, another reason, a small reason, but it's a small reason in a big picture of why this team is successful. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do and what their job is. And it's about us. It's not about me. And you can't say that about Cincinnati right now.
Would you rather have Chris Olave or Rasheed Rice?
I'll take Rasheed Rice over Chris Olave right now. Yeah.
Drake London or Rasheed Rice?
Rice.
So he's solidified as probably the number one in that second tier of wide receivers, you'd think?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, who are you taking over Rasheed Rice right now?
The normals, right? Like the CeeDee Lambs, the Justin Jeffersons, those type of guys.
Yeah.
But like, I think
how far through that CeeDee Lamb bloom falls off, though, too, with what's going on in Dallas right now, right?
Happy right
now. I mean, did you see him in the quarterback fighting with each other on Sunday?
And then Dak said, you want to jump off, go ahead and jump.
Yeah.
Not to CeeDee. He said that to like the media when they were walking in the locker room. But I mean, I think that you have, you know, your shell of your top wide receivers in the league, like your A.J. Browns, your Justin Jeffersons, your CeeDee Lambs. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, right now, would you take Davante Adams or Rasheed Rice?
I would take Rasheed Rice right now, but I would take Davante Adams to go along with Rasheed Rice. I'm not going to pass that up.
Well, like, are you asking me like for the next, well, obviously, like age,
this
Rice.
This season.
Davante's still better.
Okay.
Devontae's still more complete.
I was going to bring this up with Tyreek Hill, okay? How good can Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill truly be when they have quarterbacks 100%. That can't get him the football?
Yeah.
Like, I think by the time this season is over, and it's going to be based on circumstance, obviously, people are going to be asking what happened to Tyreek Hill. You know what happened to Tyreek Hill? Aiden O'Connell, or whoever the hell's playing quarterback in Miami.
Oh, they're still going with Gardner.
That's what happened in Miami, or with the Raiders, like Davante Adams. Well, I can't believe his production fall. He must be washed. He had Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell throwing him the football. That's what happened to Davante Adams. You get him here in Kansas City or with the Jets or with a quarterback that can get the ball out and, you know, find an open man. Davante Adams is going to be good, but I promise you, midway through this season, we are going to start to hear, oh, Tyreek Hill's no good anymore. What happened to Tyreek Hill? What happened to Davante Adams? Bad quarterbacks of what happened to those guys.
I think that was always the biggest question for when Tyreek Hill left Kansas City, is it was like, you know, a lot of people were heartbroken because of how great he was, like the numbers he put up. And it was, you know, is Tyreek Hill as good as he is with anybody else? And he had a great year last year.
He was good with Alex Smith, too.
And he was. Yeah. But I think when you look at the text line brought a name up that I thought I also brought up. When you look at the top receivers in the league, you look at the top 10 wide receivers, the gap between Rasheed Rice and maybe the last two members of that, you know, top eight or nine in the list of number ones, and somebody brings up Amara St. Brown or Rasheed Rice.
Yeah,
that's close.
That's a close one, right?
Amara St. Brown, going into the season, was considered a top five receiver due to his numbers in the last couple of years. Got paid for it. He's been a great receiver out of USC.
People love him because of the wide receiver show.
Right, and I think the thing that's crazy about this is that, like, you're having this discussion 3 weeks into the season after a rookie year campaign where he could have had 1,000 yards, didn't really start cooking until about week eight or nine, and this year it's been game one, game two, game three, Rasheed Rice is target number one for Patrick Mahomes, and it's not Travis Kelce. And there's a reason for that, because Rasheed Rice's talent is going through the roof, and he's just getting better and better. And someone mentions about the contract and Ja'Marr Chase's attitude again with Rasheed Rice. Yeah, he had a tough offseason. There's no doubt about it. Addressing the elephant in the room. Rasheed Rice had a brutal offseason.
Right. But it's not impacting what he's doing on the field.
But since that, he's been humble. He's been quiet. Mm-hmm. He's been doing his job. And he's been giving praise to the people that have helped him. Patrick Mahomes. He went to Pat Camp over the offseason.
Right.
Worked even more with Patrick Mahomes after having 900-plus receiving yards last year. Now he leads in yak. One of the number one stats that people look at wide receivers. Can you catch and move after the ball? Yeah, it's great to go up there and moss people for 25 yards and get a first down. But it's even more impressive when you're quick, fast, and strong. And people are like, well, we don't really know how to play him because we press coverage with Rashee Rice. He's going to blow us off the line. If we don't press cover him, he's going to get the ball and he's going to get some yards in space and he's going to move even further away.
How soon, and I'm trying to write my note down as I'm thinking as you're speaking, though, but how soon until teams start to realize that Rashee Rice is the number one option right now, and then all of a sudden Travis Kelce comes back to life and everybody goes, oh, look what happened to Travis Kelce. Because I think in the first couple of weeks of the season, teams have gone, okay, Travis Kelsey's our number one option, right? Like, we got to stop Travis Kelce. That's the number one job. Oh my God, this Rashee Rice is pretty good. So now you've got to pick your poison. And that's why this offense, I think, is going to get going and moving forward in the next direction that everybody wants them to see, because now you've got to pick your poison. Are you going to double Travis Kelce and go one-on-one with Rashee Rice? Fine. We see what happens. The numbers are right there. Are you going to try to double Rashee Rice and then leave Travis Kelce one-on-one? That's not a good matchup for anybody. Then Travis's numbers are going to take up. Open it up with a little bit of running game underneath, and now all of a sudden you got yourself an offense that people are going, okay, here's what it is. But this is the way teams are playing the Chiefs right now. They're eliminating Travis Kelce, and it frees things up for the other guys. Most teams don't take advantage of that. The Chiefs are taking advantage of that. Fine. You take our number one option away, we've got other number one options. How many teams can actually say that they have two true number one options on their team, and you got to pick your poison? It's a beautiful thing that we're living in right now here in Kansas City. So I'm excited to see what they do and if they try to take Rashee Rice out of the game plan, because if they do, Travis Kelce's going to start having himself some big games, and everybody will talk about Travis Kelce being back now.
And that's why I think the production of Rashee Rice only makes Patrick Mahomes that much better, because once you start saying, okay, we're not letting four beat us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then now you're going to forget about number one and Xavier Worthy.
And then there's
then
another
you're
guy.
You're going to forget about 87 Travis Kelce. And oh, by the way, they're going to pound the rock with Carson Steele, because as Max said yesterday, with this soft two, you know, cover defense, a powerful, strong running back can soften that zone. And then all of a sudden the Chiefs have three or four different options where it's like, yeah, the offense hasn't started cooking yet, but there's a reason why Vegas still believes Patrick Mahomes is the MVP.
Right.
Along with Josh Allen, who has 9 total touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Oh, he's the leading candidate by far. Yeah.
But it's not that big. It's plus 300 or plus 200, and then Patrick Mahomes is plus 300. So they still think the offense can get better, and Rashee Rice is leading. And when you look about the offense getting better, Mahomes has still kind of got a little bit of stuff he can work on. We can have that discussion. It's been great. But Bill Belichick says the one thing that you have to worry about is the leadership of Mahomes.
Well, honestly, I think some of the teams, it's, you know, get a little too high and a little too low, you know, after certain games. Honestly, you know, one of the things that really jumped out at me was last night when they interviewed Mahomes. You know, he talked about, I mean, they're 3-0, and you could easily sit there and say, oh, you know, they're on course, and here we go again, big win in Atlanta and all that. But, you know, there's Mahomes talking about how bad they're playing and how much harder they need to work and improve. And honestly, I think that's the, you know, that's the attitude of a champion right there. I mean, it just jumps off the screen at you. They won a big game, and really what he's talking about is how much work they have to do, how much better they need to be, how it all starts with him. You know, I'd say I would still take his performance over a lot of other guys in this league. But, you know, here he is putting it on his shoulders. And you know what? When he says that and you're another member of that team, it's hard for you not to take the same attitude and say, you know what? If Patrick feels like we got to play better and he's got to play better, then maybe I got to play better, too. I thought that was great leadership.
And that's money right there by Bill Belichick, bro. Like that's money in the bank when you hear him say that end part right there, because that's the way it works inside this locker room right now. If you got a guy like Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, some of the greats of all time saying this isn't good enough, I'm not playing well enough, and then you're one of these guys in the locker room, you're 3-0 and you're celebrating, you're like, oh damn, the quarterback just said we weren't good enough, and he's the best player on planet Earth, maybe of all time in this league. And if he's saying it's not good enough, I gotta readjust myself and I gotta get better as well. Like, I love that message from Patrick Mahomes, and I love the fact that Bill Belichick is pointing it out. And I don't know what you guys think. I enjoy Bill Belichick on TV now. I was upset the Manning cast wasn't on last night, because I want to see more Bill Belichick on TV. Him and the McAfee segment, it's outstanding. It is. Like, Bill Belichick, if you're Bill Belichick right now, you're how much more money are you making with all these endorsements and ESPN and doing, you know, these gambling commercials and whatnot that he's, why would you go back to coaching? He's living his best life right now.
And that's why he's already being, you know, described as the next one, the GOAT. And he seemingly has all the traits that you would want in a leading quarterback.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. He agrees.